This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When I first moved to Los Angeles, and exactly when is really none of your business, I drove a battered old Subaru station wagon with the rusted undercarriage and New Hampshire plates. It burned a quart or so of oil every month, and when you made a left turn, it emitted a smell like a burning plastic doll. I drove it around L.A. for a few months, and then when I started working and making money, I didn't want to be one of those guys. You know what I mean? The new job, new BMW kind of guy. So I kept driving the Subaru. I mean, my feeling was it's a car. It runs, sort of. And I should drive it until it just doesn't anymore. And then I can, with a clean conscience, go get a BMW, and then I won't look, to me anyway, like one of those guys. Now, the trouble was the car just wouldn't stop running. I mean, it just kept on going. It actually started running better, as if to challenge my flinty New England practicality, as if to prove to me that I was, in fact, one of those guys. Now, eventually, of course, I broke down before it did, and in the intervening years, I've been through a fair amount of cars, but right now I'm driving a perfectly serviceable 6-year-old Trailblazer with about 70,000 miles on it, which wouldn't bother me except the sunroof, unpredictably, occasionally, without warning, will refuse to close. Oh, and it also opens randomly. And when I say randomly, I mean often when it looks like rain. Which means that for the past few months, otherwise known in the Southland as the rainy season, I've been playing a dangerous game of sunroof roulette. But for the most part, I've made out okay. Last week, though, driving to a meeting at the network, the sunroof slid open and the rain came down. Now, you don't really understand the concept of helpless frustration until you've sat in traffic, belted in place, as it rains on you, as you get wetter and wetter, as the little droplets spread and join other little droplets on your shirt. And if you're at all like me, at some point you realize that you're about to go into a meeting with oddly shaped, tightly grouped wet spots on your clothes, which will make you appear ridiculous. And the explanation for it, I drive an old Trailblazer, the sunroof has a mind of its own, well, that undermines everything I try to project in this business, a buttoned-up confidence, an organized command of the situation, general dryness. But for some reason, partly laziness, I know, I don't get this fixed. I let it ride. Oh, sure, it's getting past rainy season, so the threat of a really embarrassing soak is getting smaller, but there's a part of me that likes to play with, well, not with fire, but with rain. It's like a petty rebellion against the got-it-together face we're all supposed to have in this business. I mean, who wants to be one of those guys? Why don't I just go and get it fixed? Because I think there are worse things than getting a little wet. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll look at lists. For KCRW, this is Rob Long with Martini Shot.